It's been a long time since San Francisco has been quite this happy. The Giants beat the Texas Rangers last night 4-0, giving them a 3-1 series lead, as the San Francisco paper has as a headline, one win away from the crown. Here's Texas Rangers manager Ron Washington talking about the Giants' pitchers.
It's certainly been pitching as advertised. Those guys pound the strike zone. They got good stuff. They got velocity. They can spin the baseball. They can change speeds. And, to keep their defense engaged.
We have Jeff Beresford Howe with us. He's a Takeaway Sports contributor. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
You are in San Francisco.
Yes, I am.
And, the city's at this point just about blissed out. The only thing that could make them happier, right, is the final win.
That's right. People are going crazy. They're wearing orange and they're singing Journey songs in the street, and I'm not making that up.
You're passing people in orange singing Don't Stop Believing.
That's right. It's crazy.
Okay, so first of all, let's just ask you about exactly why this is going so well for the Giants. Is the Giants just that great of a team, or the Texas Rangers just not that great?
No, the Texas Rangers are a better team. They played had a better record in a tougher league. This is a short series, and the Giants pitching has been better than the Texas pitching. That's really what it comes down to.
And since you're talking about pitching and Rangers manager Ron Washington is talking about pitching, let's talk about Madison Bumgarner, 21-year-old rookie, and put in an unbelievable performance in Game 4. Struck out 6, shut out the Rangers, 8 strong innings for him.
Gave up 3 hits. The guy is so young. The highlight of his season last year was being promoted from low A ball to high A ball. It's an amazing story. And let's not forget that here's a 21-year-old kid pitching to his grizzled veteran 22-year-old catcher who's been in the major leagues for a total of 4 months.
Well, baseball is a big deal in California, wouldn't you say?
It's a huge deal. The Giants are the most important sports franchise in Northern California and have been for over 50 years.
So for San Francisco to finally have a team that's got a shot at the crown, explain to me what you predict could happen should they come home with that final win.
If they come home with the World Series trophy or win it in San Francisco on Wednesday or Thursday, this city is going to have the biggest party it's ever had. It's going to make the Summer of Love look like a dinner meeting. It's going to be the emotion and the intensity of people here is off the charts. Nobody here has ever seen anything like it.
And
even
all
when the
49ers
win.
All the frostbite from Candlestick Park will be forgotten.
Well, except for the people who lost fingers and toes, yeah.
So, is this interfering with elections? Are people too happy to go to the polls?
No, California is actually going to be the opposite of the rest of the country. Democrats are going to sweep through offices here, and we're 1 in 8 people in the country. That counts too, right?
that is exactly right. Well, good luck to you out in San Francisco, and hopefully, if the Giants win, it's going to be a peaceful, if blissed out, a celebration there in your hometown, right?
It's going to be fantastic.
Jeff Beresford Howe, Takeaway Sports contributor, the San Francisco Giants, one win away from getting their first World Series title in ages.
Go Texas, all I have to say. Go Texas. Come on, Rangers. Let's make it happen.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them. Because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.